3 weeks. Chum Beis HaMikdash. I want to begin, first of all, with a vart. And from there, try to elaborate a little bit. It's based on a shtickle Sadi Sharam, but I'm just adding on a few nekudas over here to the shtickle. The Navi says, Azoy, the Navi says, Tziyoin b'mishpat, tzipadeh v'shaveh b'zdokeh. Tziyoin b'mishpat tzipadeh, after, I think, of this week, or next week, Tziyoin b'mishpat tzipadeh v'shaveh b'zdokeh. Tziyoin is nifteh b'mishpat, v'shaveh b'zdokeh, and those that return are b'zdokeh, with the tzedek of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I heard once a word from the Novominsk Rebbe, Zichron Livracha. He said, I heard from him numerous times. We know that the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Yerushalayim HaKodesh, the Beis HaMikdash, is a relationship like an Ish V'Isha. Eich Yosh V'Vodo, Toysa Kalmonu. It's a relationship like an Ish V'Isha. And the halacha is that if the Isha doesn't remain faithful to the Ish, they don't remain faithful to each other, then they never return to each other. It's halacha. Look at the Pasuk Hazoi. Tziyoin b'mishpat tzipadeh. Yerushalayim HaKodesh Beis HaMikdash says, I remain faithful to Klal Yisrael. I remain neman to Klal Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael doesn't let any other nation, hasn't let any other nation in to settle normally into the Eretz HaKodesh. So you do how all the years, thousands of years from the Golos, from Chum Beis HaMikdash, there hasn't been any Ummah that lived in Israel on a normal life. There was always nomads and Bedouins, but there was never Israel was never coiled at someone else. Always waited faithfully for Klal Yisrael to return. The Eden, on the other hand, loved Afka, the Eden, on the other hand, by many places, and they felt pretty secure and pretty in their places until they were kicked out. They felt secure in Germany, they felt secure in Poland, and many, many places. And so they feel secure today in all the Mekaymas in America, in England, v'chulei, v'chulei. The Eden, to a certain extent, haven't remained faithful to Eretz HaKodesh. There were always those Eden that have remained faithful, but many Eden felt pretty comfortable being citizens somewhere else. It's a ganz geschmack, it's a ganz fein, it's a ganz voil. You know, Eretz Yisrael is also very nice, but there was no Benkenish, there was no Chukke, there was no Timoin, Gaguim to return to the Eretz HaKodesh, Nachmas Aviseinu. It's possible that Tzioin b'mishpat tipode. Tzioin is nifte b'mishpat, al pi din, it's supposed to return. V'shoveo, that's going on the Eden. That return, the returners, the returnees, the Eden, v'zdok, it's only with tzedek. It's only with tzedek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with chesed. Al pi din lav davka, the Eden are allowed to return. The Eibishter has rachmonos on Klal Yisrael, so Hashver Yigoldus, and he takes them back. Klapi ma dvorim amurim. So mori dike mayim chazal. Everyone knows the mayim chazal. Koil brom nishmo, dihi b'chis amurim rochel mevakal b'neo. Rachel Yemenu was crying on Klal Yisrael. The Eden went into Golus, and he passed by Kever Rachel, and he cried by the Mama Rachel, and Rachel Yemenu made a rash godel b'shemayim, a huge rash b'shemayim they made. She made, are you talking? My children are going into Golus, what's going on? And the Eibishter told Rachel, mini koilach mi bechi v'inaych medimu. Stop crying. Yes, tikva da chrisech, v'shava v'an v'gvulam. There's hope. his hope in the end of days, Shavu Banim Legvula, Eden will return to Eretz Yisrael. And the Shaila, Hamiz Bakeshes, the Shaila, the Pashto Shaila, I don't understand. That's the reason why she should stop crying. Because one day they're going to return, but what about till then? A mother is not going to stop because in 2,000 years he's not going to return to Eretz Yisrael. What about the goals? The goals of 2,000 years. Many koydach mebechem mebechem inayach medimba, stop crying because yashtik v'lachizich, shavu banim legvulam, that one day they're going to come back. What's the Eibishti, what's the Baruch Hashem even saying? What's he even telling her? It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense. What are you trying? Why should she stop crying? She's going to cry, what, 2,000 years? Even for one day of suffering, she'll cry. Achaz kama v'kama of 2,000 years. One day they'll return. Teretz is Samoy Diki Soit. That's based on the Soit Yishon, Samoy Diki Soit. The Gemara says, Masoit from Sachtas Makis, famous Gemara, Rabbi Kiva and Chavedim were walking near the base culture HaKadoshim, and they saw a shul, they saw a fax coming out of Kodesh HaKadoshim. They saw a fax. They started crying about Kiva Metzachik, and he was smiling. He was laughing. They asked him, why are you laughing? Why are you so happy? Why are you smiling? So he said, tell me, why are you crying? He says, what's haste? The Kodesh HaKadoshim, it says, that the Azor that goes in there is Yumos. Someone that's not a Kohen Gadol can't even go inside. And we see now a shualim, we see faxes coming out from over there. I shouldn't cry. The faxes are hanging out over there. So Rabbi Kiva says, that's why I'm happy. Because the Gemara says, because there's two nevuahs over there. Now that I see that the nevuah of Ordi Achiti is Neskayim, that shualim hilchuba, so made I know that the nevuah of Ordi Ech v'zkeinu is v'chayv v'zishalayim, that Mashiach is going to come and then Yishalayim will be repopulated with Klal Yisrael, will also be Neskayim. They said, what's the nechama? You consoled us. How did you console us? What's the consolement? Because one day, the will be Niskayim. I'm pretty sure they didn't doubt that. Rabbi Kiva doubted that. They doubted that. They doubted that the will be Niskayim. And now that we see the first one be Niskayim, okay, so you were confident the second one also be Niskayim. They doubted. They doubted the will be Niskayim. So what's the nechama over here? It bothered them, the situation right now. What's the nechama? That's very poshut. By Yidin, there's a musik that we have to understand. We don't cry stam. A Yid sits down and he cries, it's because he's trying to accomplish something. And Rabbi Kiva turns to his chaverim and he tells them, tell me, why are you crying? So for haste. Take a look at the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kodesh HaKadoshim, where Azor goes out. Azor would go inside, he would die, and now you see a Shualim, Hilchuboy. The faxes are there. So, Shabakivich Vashtenisht. That's why you're crying. So do something about it. What's vain still? Why are you crying for? It's time to cry over spilt milk, you're crying, and that's it. If you cry and you build with these tears, you build Hazoidim Medimmo. We made a Berina Yiktoiru. Okay, but it's time to cry because, the sentiment. I'm all emotional. I see faxes coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's a reason to cry. Build towards the future. Don't sleep. Don't sit and cry over the past. Build towards the future. And if you build towards the future, something will emerge. Something will come out of it. Don't just sit and cry. He says, the same way you had the Nevuah of Shualim, Hilchabay was Neskayim, there's a Nevuah of Yodiyesh was Kainim was Kainois. There will be a Geula. The Geula begins now. Start preparing for the Geula. Start building for the Geula. If you use the tears that you're crying right now and you build towards the Geula, then that all this is part of the Geula. All this is part of the Geula. It's all part of the process of the Geula. The Geula does not begin the day Mashiach comes. The Geula begins now. The Geula begins at this moment. The Geula begins from the Churban. That's when the Geula begins. And we build upon those foundations of tears, but the tears of redemption, tears of rebuilding, not tears of destruction and of a void that hasn't been filled. That's an availus time. A person lost something, so you cry. Okay. But that's not the way you even cry. You even cry when they want to build upon that. If it's a Zoyrim Medimah, if you plant with those seeds, with those tears. Then you'll be zeich to bring the yiktzayru. Blosh nazel mula akiv nechamton akiv nechamton. That's the nechama. He told them those veins to what he's sitting and crying for. He's just going to wallow in the past and that's it. Build the future. Build the Yishlaim HaKadosh. Kol Dosh LeNivna Beis HaMikdash B'Yamav Ki LeNechav V'Yamav. That's the Pshat of Rachel Yemein. Rachel Yemein who came to Ribbono Shel Olam and she was crying over the Churban Beis HaMikdash and over the gold of Klal Yisrael to Ribbono Shel Olam. Mini Koylech Mibechi V'Enaich Midlim and stop crying. What are you crying for? Not that you should stop crying. Stop crying these type of tears. Cry tears of building the future. Yashtik V'Lachriseh V'Shav V'Vonim L'Gvulam. This is all part of the Geula. This is all part of the Geula. The Geula begins the moment Klal Yisrael left Yerushalayim, started leaving Yerushalayim, that's when the Geula began. That's the process of Geula. And the biggest ra'ah you see is with the Kruvim. The Kruvim all the years, before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, for many years, they weren't facing each other because of the Matra, Ein Oisin, and Tzayin Shalomokim, the Kruvim are not facing each other. But B'Shas the Churban, when they came to the country, Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kruvim were Morim Zeh B'Zeh, as if it's Oisin, and Tzayin Shalomokim. How could that be? It's Oisin, and Tzayin Shalomokim now. It's the epitome of Ein Oisin and Tzayin Shalomokim. It's so far Ein Oisin and Tzayin Shalomokim. They're so far removed from the Ribbono Shel Olam that they caused the Churban because of it. And the answer is because up until the Churban, it was Ein Oisin and Tzayin Shalomokim. It was destruction. The second the Churban began, now it was manna from Geula. Now the Ribbono Shel is looking at the Yidden with the Chib of Geula. Now the Yidden are going. The process of Geula begins. By the footsteps of leaving Yerushalayim, and to go through the entire world back to Yerushalayim eventually. It could take 2,000 years. But that's all part of the process of Geula. It's all part of the process. Yerushalayim in HaKadosh, from that moment, remained faithful to Klal Yisrael. From that moment, this is the way to waiting for. This is the Geula. The Geula just began. It's a long process of Geula. It goes through Shem Bayechoi, it goes through Nari HaKadosh, the Baal Shem HaKadosh, the Chule, all these were different levels of Gula Kiyidua, of more is Galus, more revelation. There's a revelation of Teres Kabbalah, a revelation of Teres Ariya, Kodesh Vehar Ramak, a revelation of Teres Chassidus, those that ever learned Agdomah from the Beis Yankif, from the Orchus Chaim, Shara Amunim, we said Chassidus, the safe is called, Chavim of Talmidim, and Nachshar Sevrechim, and the others for him have all the Riches about it. But it's all part of the Gula, it's all part of the Gula, different revelations of Gula, it's all part of the Gula. The Eden, we're not in Golus, and then one day the Gula will come. We're part of Gula. And that's the Shekholder, so the Nivda Beis HaMikdash be Yabukin and Nechav Yamov. Israel is going to help, and our generation of Beis HaMikdash is going to be built the Karev. So you can say our Dor is better than, is greater than the Doris of Rabbi Kivegi, greater than the Doris of the Tanoim Zamayroim. How can you say that? Peretz is, it doesn't mean that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built in their generation for Midos Nechrav. It means that they didn't contribute towards their Chedek and the Gula. The Gula began then. Everything is a step towards the Gula. If there's a generation that does not contribute towards that Gula, it's Kila Nechrav B'Yamov. About it, their generation did plenty. We have only a little bit left to do. Their generation did plenty. The Doris of the Tanoim, the Amiroim, the Yishoinim, the Gedoli Achroinim. Their generations contributed to their Chedek towards the Gula. It's all part of the Gula. Everything, every step along the way is Gula. And when we learn that, we understand that that's the biggest nechama of Klal Yisrael. The biggest nechama of Klal Yisrael is that we're not stop crying. We're not stop misabel. Kol misabel Yishlaim zoich v'roi b'simchoso. It's not just a schar. Oh, if you're misabel Yishlaim, so you'll be zoich and you'll see the simch. So almost misabel Yishlaim, the way Yid is supposed to be misabel. He builds with his avelis, he builds the future, that's Zoych of Rebbe Samachosi, he's Zoych to see the Yeshuas and Shal Yisrael, he's Zoych to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and Yishlaim in HaKadosh, because he's building through his avelis. He's building, he's Mitzabal HaYishlaim with a Yiddish avelis, a Yiddish type of avelis. A mini Kodesh Mebech HaMinayich Medume, he's building. Avos Vein Mestami, he's Tam crying. We're crying to build. And that's the Pshat, the way the Yidden look, the way we look. At Churban Beis HaMikdash and Gulas Yisrael, Yeshuvos HaShal Yisrael, it's all one process of Gulas, beginning at that moment of Tisha B'Av, when Mashiach was already born, B'chatzoyis Mashiach was Noilad. It's because the Gula was Noilad Betzim. That's when the Gula began. And that's the Nechoma that Rabbi Kiva of Menachem is Chavirim. And that's what the Rebbe Yisrael told Rochel Imenu. And Klal Yisrael Again, I laugh that maybe we weren't so neman, we weren't so faithful to Eretz HaKadosh over the years. But Allah says, after we became the Rebbe Shalom, said, V'shaveh b'tzadokah. B'chesed v'rachem, the Rebbe Shalom takes the Eden back. And he brings them back to Yerushalayim and HaKadosh. So we should be zoiche. That, b'shona ha'zoiz, ha'ma zoiche zayin. To the Gula, ha'mitit v'ashleimish, b'zoiche, to the Gemara from the Gula. The Gula is, we're already in the middle of the process of the Gula. For thousands of years already. B'shaveh zoiche, to see his galus from the Rebbe Shalom. Kamayim liyom achasim, amolars deus Hashem kamayim liyom achasim, and we should be zoyche to be able to all be in shlaim veikodesh, b'tech simcha v'ditze v'chedve all klayis all together, beis Hashem bebinya, beis hamikdash, hashlishi, b'meir v'imenu amen.